Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
What is going on, everyone? This is Dominic Jimenez. I know, not Marty Terrell, but Dominic Jimenez here for a very special broadcast of Sports Overnight America. Now you might be wondering, we know Dom contributes to the show, but where's Marty? Well, let me tell you, Marty is currently en route to Boston and Connecticut for Game 2 of the Boston Celtics, and then early next week for Caitlin Clark's debut in the WNBA against the Connecticut Sun. You've kind of heard Marty teasing, not teasing, but talking about how he's going to be on location for her debut. Obviously, they're very excited in Iowa for her WNBA debut, and I think, I don't know about the whole world, but a lot of the sporting world, at least in the United States, is interested to see how her debut goes. And Boston, the Celtics game 2 coming up shortly. We'll see if they can continue to play well in the NBA playoffs. And really quick, coming up on the show today to be a special rebroadcast, I guess would be the right words to use. We'll have Brock Hines in the first couple of segments talking with Marty, kind of giving a lay of the land of what they've seen and what they expect from the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then you get me and Marty having a little go between, I think we're going to talk about Tom Brady's roast a little bit, WNBA, because that's just kind of what I do. It's my primary contribution to the show. And real quick sports update that you might have missed that Marty's not going to get a chance to talk about today. The Knicks, with a win over the Pacers, take a 2-0 lead, 130-121. Jalen Brunson, 29 points. Does not play in the second quarter. Comes back out for the third. Plays in the third and fourth. And they win. Looks like his foot's okay. OG Anunoby, 28 points. Hurt his hamstring. Quad came up. May have been just a cramp or a pull. We'll see how that goes. And Dante DiVincenzo also had 28 points. That was it for the NBA on Wednesday. NHL, Panthers 6-1 over the Bruins. That series is tied 1-1. And the Vancouver Canucks 5-4 win over the Oilers. That is 1-0 in that series. Advantage Canucks. So welcome in, settle in for a special rebroadcast, Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, this is Dominic Jimenez. I'm not Marty Terrell. Brock Hines and myself along the way joining Marty. And however you might be joining us, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us. iTunes, American Forces Radio Network, iHeart Radio, Stitcher, Sirius. Thank you and welcome to the show. Sports Overnight America coming your way next.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, talking the world of sports here as we roll along here into the late night, early hours of the morning. A standalone NBA game tonight. Knicks, Pacers, we'll get to that. I want to make a statement right here at the beginning of the program. I don't want to get caught up in this. I really don't, but it's kind of a breaking news situation. Ipe Mizuhara, the former interpreter of Shohei Ohtani, just took the quickest plea deal in the history of jurisprudence in the world. And let me just tell you a quick theory I have. He took that plea because and there's an incentive. You don't take a plea unless there's an incentive. They took it down to one count bank fraud, one count of whatever else. Major League Baseball wanted this thing to go away, wants it to go away as quick as possible. And I'll just tell you a theory. I think he's going to obviously, take his plea, but he's also going to they need to hang some kind of a shingle out on this thing and get Ohtani another layer of insulation. So and to protect Ohtani in baseball, in my opinion, this is my crazy conspiracy theory. So Mizuhara took a plea deal today. And he's going to turn against the illegal bookmaker in Southern California, and it's a mess. And Major League Baseball wants this off the back pages of tabloids and off the front top folds of papers, and they want it off the web as quick as possible. My opinion. All right, let's get him in here. This is always a treat. Brock Hines, we got a lot to get to. Hinesy, how are you? What's going on?
Doing great, Marty. Appreciate you having me on, and I don't think your theory is far off. I think Major League Baseball wants to wash their hands as thoroughly as possible.
I totally agree, Brock. They want it to be about the games, and whether we like it or not, Ohtani is the face of baseball. I'm with you. Brock, I want to do one little housekeeping note since our last conversation. That's the NFL and the draft. Did you watch even the beginning of it? And I'm always amazed at the NFL. They've made the draft another season. The schedule comes out a week from tomorrow. It's another news cycle where they're going to die. The schedule will have more shelf life on talk radio than you can shake a stick at. And then OTAs, and then we get the preseason. It's 24/7, 365. NFL draft, any little nuggets left over from that and then the schedule release, and then we'll get into hockey and hoops. Let's hear it.
Now,
go ahead.
I'll be honest with you, not really. I'm not one of the ones in the off season that watches the combines, the draft. I know what's going on, and I can talk to you about it, but as far as thoroughly watching it and analyzing it, right up front, full disclosure, no, I'm watching hockey and basketball.
Are you amazed, though, that they can take a draft and do what they do with it and take a schedule release and do what they do with it? To me, I'm amazed at how well they do this, really.
based on the love affair that this country has with not just the NFL, with football. We got to throw college in there as well. I'm absolutely not surprised. I just think you're just gathering momentum and just putting it right on your back. Hey, we've got the momentum. This, you know, we've talked about this several times, Marty, when I've been on here before. This country lives and breathes and eats sport, NFL rather, 365 days a year. It just doesn't seem it as much because we have some distractions right now. What's going on in March, April, and May, but especially once we get back into baseball season, and that's why baseball wants the Ohtani thing off. They don't need any other distractions. Football will heat right back up once we get into June and July. You wait and see. Just a few off distractions here with hoops and hockey.
All right, let's go. Let's get to hoops and hockey. We're going to start with the puck, Brock. You know, there's a theory that goaltenders are like starting pitchers in baseball. You got to ride the goalie. Well, starting pitchers don't play in every game. A hot goalie or even a cold goalie can find himself between the pipes in every game. So analogous to that, I am stunned, and I want you to give us a front row walkthrough on Jeremy Swayman. We're going to start right there. We'll get the Rangers guy because he's been standing on his head. But Jeremy Swayman, I mean, again, this is, I believe, University of Maine, Hockey East guy. You're familiar with him. Can the Bruins ride him through this round right here against a heavily favored Florida Panther team?
The Bruins need to ride him, Marty. Whether they end up riding him or not, or getting that far, I'm not convinced. I think everybody is getting caught up. Let's remember Game 7 with Toronto. Thankfully, the Maple Leafs were equally as inept as the Bruins were. And then it was all spelled out in the ESPN pregame show. They did a wonderful job of putting the stats right there, if you were watching the pregame, of how teams fared after playing a seven-game series with only one day rest versus a team that had won in six games or less and had rest. Those teams were absolute money gold, and the Bruins just rode. They were like their fellow player who has the baby at 3 a.m, gets on the plane, comes down there, gets one of the goals in the game. Bruins played the same way. I don't see them winning tonight. It's a nice story for Boston, but I think reality will set back in tonight.
All right, we're talking to Brock Hines doing some puck. We're going to get to TV ratings. May save that for the next segment. He's grateful with his time. Then I want to talk about this kid out of BU, Celebrini, who obviously is a great talent, 17 years old, his dad with connections to Golden State. All right, last night, Brock, you and I were texting during this. Shesternik is unbelievable. I mean, what a goaltender. And yet at the same time, what Carolina had to throw up against him was flat out ridiculously good. What was more impressive last night, the Rangers win, or was it Colorado coming from three down against the Dallas Stars on the road? Let's start right there.
Oh, I think the latter. And, you know, to address what you've been putting, of course, on your web blogs, I did use that word that the
fraud.
Stars were going to gag. I think frauds is the exact word. I'm even though I'm right in this sense, at least for the moment I'm right anyway, we'll see if I'm proven wrong, I want to back off on that a little bit. I just don't think that they don't have the defense to go all the way. The Stars have a good, solid defense, but if Jake Ottinger is going to be your goaltender, then you are not going to win. You're not going to get beyond Colorado, and Colorado's goaltender is equally as average, and that's the thing out west, Marty. The strength, there's a lot of strength up front out west. The goaltenders, no. They don't have them out west. Colorado's goaltender is equally as weak as Dallas's, and the winner will come out of the east. Shesterkin, as you said, with the Rangers, Swayman with the Bruins. You can go down to Florida with Bobrovsky. Any of them are better than anything that the West has to offer. And the winner of the Stanley Cup will come out of the East. And I'm going to stay with my original pick with you and still think this is a Rangers. And I said a Vancouver originally. I didn't know there'd be an injury. I didn't know there'd be an injury in goal out there that I think affects this a lot. Thatcher Demko, another Hockey East goaltender I covered, as well as Swayman, another solid goalie. He's injured. We'll see, but I'm going to stick with my original ones, Marty.
All right, good job. Brock Hines with us. Brock, there, game one tonight, real quick. We only got about a minute and a half, so a quick preview. I think this Edmonton-Vancouver series shouldn't, but will fly under the radar screen, and I think this is going to be an awesome series. Talk me off the ledge or endorse it. Edmonton-Vancouver, real quick before the break.
Endorse, Marty, on this one. I'm going with you. I think it'll be a great series. Edmonton has the same thing to try to prove that the Toronto Maple Leafs could not prove in the last round, and that's that a team that is somewhat based more on offense can win over defense. Vancouver's the better defensive team. I know it sounds very basic and make it like a football argument, but more often than not, the better defensive teams win these with the goaltending as well. But I think with Demko out, I think that this matchup is a pretty good one, and you have one of the top offensive players in Edmonton. So I think it's a great series, Marty. I think where it probably gets buried is it's an all-Canadian matchup. It's the last two of the Canadian teams and the last chance for a Canadian team to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I think it'll be a great matchup. I think it's worth your listeners' time to stay up and watch it. And I just think it's two evenly matched teams geographically close. I think it'll be a great series.
All right. Stay with us. Brock's going to go second half with us, which is very kind of him. We'll do that. NBA versus NHL. Look, sports fans, they love them both, right? But who's watching? Where are they watching? And how are they counting? How are they calculating? We'll come back and continue on. Chapter 2, second half with Brock Hines on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, this portion of the show brought to you by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. Talking hoops and hockey. Let's go inside the numbers with Brock Hines, our hockey analyst, and covers a lot of good areas for us here. Brock, you shared a piece with me from online, NHL ratings, numbers, NBA. We're not here to, you know, elevate one league and down the other. I just want to know what's really going on. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh my God, what's the NBA going to do if Oklahoma City and Minnesota get to the finals? Well, one of them could and likely will. And those two teams right now look like they're going to meet in the NBA Western Conference Finals, as defending champion Denver has got themselves in a big mess, losing the first two games of that Western Conference semifinal series to the T-Wolves. Meantime, NHL, people say, well, you know what? Canadian teams, you referenced it. America doesn't resonate. I would argue that point. Give me a unbiased, you lean hockey, full disclosure, but give me an unbiased snapshot of what's going on with the consuming sports fans, NBA and NHL, in our country, and interestingly enough, include North America because of hockey. Let's hear.
I do include hockey, include North America too, Marty, because I've told you many times via text that when they do the movie debuts and do ratings, it's a North American debut. It's not a U.S. debut. It's what both leagues should do. There is no question the NHL is up. The NBA is down. However, I don't think you can drive a truck between the two of them. The NBA is a lot closer to the NFL. The NHL, I'll tell you, the Major League Baseball is a lot closer to the NHL. The two of them at 3-4, the NBA is far and away the more watched league. And I don't, even if the Timberwolves and the Mavericks and the Thunder do go on and face the Celtics or the Knicks, the NBA will crush the NHL. You know what it's like, though, Marty? The NHL is coming on. It's something that you've talked about when I've been on and you've talked about the last 2 or 3 months, I would equate the NBA to the NCAA men's basketball, and I'd equate the NHL to the NCAA women's basketball. There's not a chance that the NHL women could ever outdraw, you know, the NHL women. No chance the NHL is ever going to outdraw the NBA in ratings. But I'll tell you, they could make it real close and surprise you, just like the NCAA women did to the men. Will they overtake them? No. But I would say that there's a pretty decent analogy there between the two. I think the NHL is much like the women's game in basketball, where there's a bigger appetite than there's ever been before. And I'll tell you, Marty, the platform. People, and still in this day and age, you don't have to be Dom's age. Even Dom's, what, probably 15, 18 years old, a young kid, your producer. But I'll tell you right here, Marty.
You're a little older than that, yeah.
Yeah, a little older, okay. But I will tell you right now, even going back for people, you and I, who are 63, 64 years old, people still like to know where the single number channels are. And what I mean by that is the fact that that Boston-Toronto game got 9 million people at its peak, the fact it was on ABC and not buried on TBS made a huge difference in the ratings. That night, I teased you about that. I said, I believe it was a game one of the NBA series was on that same night, and they put that on Turner. And they had to. It was a brilliant move by the NHL to get on ABC that game seven, and the numbers, and half of it, remember, was Toronto too. Boston Toronto gets 8.8 million. That's a great number for a non-Stanley Cup game. That's a phenomenal number. But you asked me the question, the NBA still is still king of the winter sports season. It's not even close.
Okay, and I get that. Okay, but here's what I want to know is, and I kind of fault the NHL a little bit for this, and maybe there's a conundrum here that can't be overcome. I don't know. But the NBA does a hell of a job promoting its stars. It always has, through Larry O'Brien, through Stern, through Commissioner Silver, anybody. You throw them in there, they've always promoted their stars. And their stars take care of themselves with prolific highlight reels. Well, guess what? You see some spectacular plays in hockey. Does the league do a – does the National Hockey League do a does enough to promote its star players? And if not, why?
Probably not. And, you know, we were just talking about the Edmonton-Vancouver series. Connor McDavid is obviously, for Edmonton, the most dynamic player in the NHL. And I don't think there's probably many NBA fans that may not even know who he is or have heard of him. But I don't think they ever have. And you're going to maybe laugh at this, because football manages to do this as well. They managed to promote him even with this. You know what the old argument used to be, Marty? The old argument used to be the NBA had a better, an easier job of promoting their players along with Major League Baseball because their players didn't wear helmets. Can you believe that?
And I believe it, though. I believe it. There is.
The NFL, the NBA players are far more dynamic as far as knowledge about knowing about them and relating to them than even NFL. Sure, we can name some quarterbacks, but beyond the NFL quarterbacks that are superstars, the NBA are far more known and far better known, and the MLB players are too. The NHL and NFL players that are wrapped up in equipment, why do you think the NHL, if you watch their games, why do you think they put those little name tags over them when they're running a power play and saying that Fox have the puck for the Rangers now, it's intercepted? It's because they want you to know them. It's hard to identify them with all the garb that they wear. And I think NBA personalities are much more dynamic and flamboyant. I think NHL players, if you watch them being interviewed, I think that they're much more humble. Not saying that any one player is better than the other. I'm just saying those are their personalities. And I think that's what comes across. And I think the flamboyant guys who run into the end zone and make the celebrations, and the NBA guys that after dunking, you know, point to themselves and then their players, you get to know those players better. That's not a bad thing. But hockey players, I just don't think call attention to themselves and do the point to me as much. And it's not a good or bad thing. It just answers your question. Yep. That's how I observe it.
Yep. Brock Hines with us. Couple more minutes with him. Brock, I don't care if I can't identify the players. And again, I'm getting to the point where my eyesight sometimes, I'm like, man, who was that? But here's what I do know. And I said this to you via text, and I've said it for as long as I've been a hockey fan or been a sports fan. There's nothing like Stanley Cup sudden death overtime. Come on, Brock. Come on. Carolina Rangers last night. Forget gambling. That was tense. Intense. There's nothing that comes close to sudden death overtime in the NHL playoffs. Let's
see. Even your our Hoops friends will tell you that they know about that expression, the hockey playoffs. Are just, you know, one of a kind. And, you know, you look at last night's four games that were played, two on the hardwood and two on the ice. And, you know, yeah, there's some blowouts in hockey too, but, you know, it's obvious that if you were watching either of the NBA games, those were over very early in the second half, if not sooner. But, you know, yeah, there's nothing like playoff hockey. You know, the parity in hockey is certainly, the parity in that sport is much greater, I think, than basketball. And one of the things we said, Marty, was to if the Nuggets didn't get in, you asked me, and I'm wrong lots of times, so I have to take credit. You said who to watch out for, and I said I don't get to follow it that much, but I said watch out for the people in the Twin Cities, and I didn't think that they'd be doing this to Denver, but yeah, up 2-0, and I don't know what's going on there. I think the headline that we can part on tonight, Marty, as we go to break here is, wouldn't it be phenomenal to see a Knicks, Celtics, Bruins, Rangers, Eastern Conference Finals?
Oh, my God.
Talk about a lot of talk for East Coast people. I think would be phenomenal for television, and it would go every other night. You know that. And I think the media would have a ball with it, very frankly. You asked quickly about the NHL and the NBA draft. They're back-to-back nights. The 27th of June is the NBA. The NHL is on the 28th. And the NHL draft is on ESPN. That's because of Gary Bettman. Everybody out there hates Gary Bettman. Gary Bettman has put hockey in the 21st century with this TV deal and getting the NHL draft on a major network like this. I tip my cap to him. I think he's made the NHL a major league sport that is right there almost with Major League Baseball. Not quite, obviously.
All right. Tell us, Jay Pandolfo, you've been in that hockey for a long time. He's done a hell of a job at BU. What is he giving the NHL in Macklin Celebrini?
He's given him a dynamic forward that's what's wrong with college hockey. You can't keep these players longer than, in this case, 1 year. These guys are one and done and off because they played junior hockey. He played in the USHL, averaged almost a goal a game there. He's a dynamic forward, Marty, who can skate, but he's not afraid to give the puck up. I think he's a tremendous find for a franchise that really I can't wait till they get back. David Quinn, unfortunately, let go there. There's a lot of talk of who might go out to coach them and coach Celebrini. And very frankly, you might see somebody like Craig Berube, who was on the TNT panel. There was a lot of talk that he coached the Blues to their last Stanley Cup in 19 and beat the Bruins, that he might get a look out in San Jose. We'll wait and see, but they're getting a dynamic forward. I hope he goes out there. I'd love to see the San Jose franchise get back. They really were pertinent as recently as 4 or 5 years ago when they upset Vegas. I want to see them back and competitive again.
You're the best, man. You really are. His dad, Rick, works for Golden State. He's familiar with the Bay Area. I hope the Sharks get him, too. You're the best, my friend. And don't waste any time watching the Tom Brady roast on Netflix. What a train wreck. We ran out of time. I hope you didn't watch it. If you have watched it, we'll talk about it. Well, no, you know what? We never will. Brock, have a good night. Thanks for coming on. All right,
Brock,
buddy?
Marty, thank you for having me on. Take care.
All right. Brock Hines, he's excellent. All right, that's right. San Jose, June 28th, Macklin Celebrini. They'll be celebrating that pick. Boston University. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight.
It's your last chance to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off fine jewelry and 30 to 40% off pajamas from Charter Club and more. Plus, find beauty and fragrance gift sets from Lancôme, Coach, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give love today at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, in this corner, I won't know his weight. I won't even tell you his weight. In this corner, debating the Netflix, the propensity to absolutely take trash humor to a new low, standing in this corner, one, Dominic Jimenez. And in this corner, yours truly. We're going to go mano, mano. Come on now, Dom. I love you. Respect you. You're a great producer. You're a great contributor. You cannot be serious telling me. Well, maybe you are, and I'll sit back. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's a generational thing. I watched it. I watched more of it today. It is utter trash. Utter trash. F-bombs galore, which, you know what? Great roasts do not have to include profanity like that. I just thought, and airing the Brady's marital problems and then bringing to light that he abandoned Bridget Moynihan when she became pregnant with their son, that does damage to a 14-year-old kid. I thought it was a disgrace. I really did. And I'm not BSing you. And I'm not just piling on because I've heard other critics, but I've heard people say they enjoyed it. Some people thought it was multiple laugh out loud funnies. So we'll keep it civil, but I really, and I'm not judging anyone or you, but I want to hear why you enjoyed it. That's all. And then I'll tell you why I didn't. You go first. Let's hear.
All right. First off, I am a huge fan of the roasts, just in general, of mm-hmm. the Comedy Central and I guess now Netflix roasts. This one's not a top three roast. It's not one of the best ones. I think the best one is still the roast of Rob Lowe. Recommend people go check that one out. That one was very, very, very good. The Bieber one was pretty good, too. I don't have a problem making jokes because about those kind of things because Tom Brady did them. If we're going to get mad at, Nikki Glaser, because I know she was one of the ones that mentioned Giselle, and I think she might have been the one with the Bridget Moynihan joke, then I hope that you had the same energy when Tom Brady did do these things. Not just at you, just in general. Because I've seen the criticism, too. Like, that was a low blow. I'm like, well, these things factually did happen. So I enjoyed it. Not all of them were funny. I'll say there wasn't the only teammate of Brady who was funny was Julian Edelman, while he was on the couch on the dais, and Drew Bledsoe. Everybody else was awful. I 100% concede that one. They were not funny. Drew Bledsoe was fantastic. Nikki Glaser was awesome. Jeff Ross did what he does at every roast and killed it. And I thought Tony Hinchcliffe was fantastic, too.
Kevin James, I can do without. Go do some more FanDuel commercials. I thought he did a horrific job. I mean, he dropped
Kevin Hart.
I stopped Kevin Hart. What did I say? Kevin James. My bad.
Very
Kevin
different Hart. People.
Exactly. I'm a big fan of Kevin James, so that's a little Freudian slip there. But listen, Dom, I don't mind a little profanity, but I mean, how many F-bombs before? I mean, it's funny the first couple times, but my God, over and over again, and the way he started talking about the forum and what the owner did, I just thought it was like, I mean, I'll admit, I laughed, and then I sat there and said, what am I laughing at? This is so brutally poor. It's such poor taste. I guess I'm an old biddy. Listen, I'm an old biddy, I guess. I mean, what the heck? All right, here's what I want to know, though. Why can't they keep it and leave kids out of it, leave marriages out of it, leave that stuff? And to me, it's just a low blow. And I know what you're probably going to say, and I get where you're going. You bring it up because it happened, and I agree with that. And I like I will say this. I thought the Bledsoe stuff was funny because Brady did come in and take his job away. But what the heck? Bledsoe took a shot from Mo Lewis, ruptured spleen. We know the rest is history. But my point is, why do you have to go that low? Or is that the whole concept when you're roasting, Dom? Let me hear.
Oh, that's 100% the point. You take the poor decisions or the things that have happened to the person being roasted, and you make fun of them for it. Don't forget, Tom Brady, and this happens with every roast, they're allowed to make notes in terms of what is and isn't allowed. Tom Brady allowed it. The only thing that Tom Brady didn't allow was jokes about Robert Kraft. Jeff Ross snuck one in anyway, and Brady got a little upset about that. So, but the thing is, if you don't want that kind of stuff, obviously Giselle and Bridget and the kids, they don't have, and I think Brady said don't make fun of the kids specifically,
right.
which
right.
they didn't. They actually did a good job of not going directly at the kids. But when you are a figure like that, jokes are going to be made. And sure, Giselle and Bridget, they may not have liked the jokes, but that's a potential byproduct of when you are in a relationship with somebody else who is famous and you're a power celebrity couple. That's what's going to happen. So I don't think it was in bad taste because, again, Tom Brady did those things. If they wanted to talk about, they talked about his weird relationship with his trainer a few times. I didn't have a problem with it because it's all factual. He does have a weird relationship with his trainer guy. At least it comes off that way. I didn't have any problems with it. I understand where you're coming from, Marty. I'm not saying that your feelings are invalid, that you shouldn't be okay with all of the cursing. It's fine. I get it. I enjoyed it. I skipped around. I'll admit, I did not watch 3 hours straight. I definitely fast-forwarded in between. I don't think Kevin Hart's funny, period. Stand-up, movies, I don't think he's funny at all. Kevin Hart gives me the vibe of he's funny because he yells. So Kevin Hart didn't do anything for me, but I skipped around. I didn't watch more than a minute of Affleck. That was weird. I definitely skipped around, though, and I think that made it a much more pleasurable viewing experience.
All right, Dom, you're awesome. Affleck, that was weird. I'll tell you, Affleck, the last time I saw him was on when Bill Simmons had that show on HBO, and an extremely drunk Ben Affleck showed up. If you ever want to go on YouTube and watch Ben Affleck and Bill Simmons, he is hammered. I mean, he's slurring his speech. He had just come off a flight from overseas, I believe London, showed up in New York and taped it. And in fact, I think it was live. It was just a train wreck. Okay. Have you seen the fallout? I mean, Giselle is ripping mad. She's been now exposed as she had an affair on Brady. That came out of this with her jiu-jitsu instructor. Giselle is now saying this is very damaging to their kids. Feels very bad for Tom's son. I think his name is Jack, who he fathered with Moynihan. I mean, Giselle is apoplectic, and the fallout is very, very negative insofar as the inner circle of the Bundchen family and the Brady, you know, fractured family already. How do you respond to that in the fallout, Dom? Are you surprised by that at all, or let me hear?
I'm not surprised by it, but let's not act like this is the first time we've heard about the potential affair with the jiu-jitsu instructor. That was almost immediate. Because as soon as we heard that they were having a separation, guess who she was seen photographed with? So it's nothing new. It's just we took what happened in real life and comedians did what they did best and they made fun of the situation. That's what they do. And I feel slightly bad because it's not like they gave consent, but don't potentially have an affair on your partner if you don't want to very famous, both you and your partner, if you don't want to get talked about. That's just not how Hollywood works. And it's unfortunate, but I think everything was fair game. I don't think there was anything that was a low blow, essentially.
You know, Brady lost a lot of money to crypto. He lost a boatload. Some estimate $300 million. I have no idea. Brady got paid $5 million to do this. He must have needed the money. Who would subject themselves to 3 hours of torture like that, Dom, for $5 freaking million? And I got to think Brady's earning power is still pretty damn good. And he's going to be paid $35 million a year from Fox. What the hell is he doing standing there for 3 hours taking that abuse for $5 million? You explain that to me, and then we'll move on.
I don't know. Maybe Tom Brady is just a huge fan of comedy. It was an opportunity for Brady to get together with some of his boys again from New England. And shout out to Brashad Perriman. He was one of the three Tampa Bay Buccaneers that was on the stage, too. I thought that was random, but shout out to him. Good on him for getting the invite. Maybe he just is it, Brady. Brady has always had the aura of, I don't really give an F what you think about me. I'm rich. Right. I'm good looking. I'm incredibly successful. I'm going to do me. And maybe it was an ego thing. Maybe he wanted to feel good, like, oh, yeah, they're all going to make fun of me, and then I'm going to turn it around and remind everybody there that maybe other than Robert Kraft, I've got more money and more talent, more success than all of them. Double middle fingers in your face, LFG. I think, honestly, it might have been an ego thing for Brady, because I don't know him, but Tom Brady strikes me as the kind of guy who's like, you know, it'd be fun. People trying to make fun of me, and then I can remind them how much better I am than them. If that was his thought process, it wouldn't surprise me.
Wow, he's getting a lot of buzz. The $5 million is a drop in the bucket. He loves publicity. I don't care what anyone says. Tom Brady loves the limelight. And you're right, for a lot of reasons. He'll pick up more endorsements, whatever. All right, I got to ask a quick question. San Jose Sharks, right in your, well, not necessarily your backyard, but right down the 101. Celebrini, Macklin Celebrini. How will that go over in the Bay Area with the number one pick in the draft and a sure shot if he stays healthy phenom on the ice? How will that go over, Dom? And for you as well.
And people that are not Sharks fans are not going to care. That's how hockey is here. You've got your Sharks fans, the people that like hockey, and then you have everybody else. And for me, I didn't know the lottery was on Tuesday. I've never heard of Macklin Celebrini. I don't know how good he is. I don't know how good he can project to be. All I know is, of course the Sharks pick first when Connor Bedard is not in the draft. That's what happens with the Warriors. It's what happens with the Giants. And apparently now it's what happens with the Sharks. Now, Celebrini might end up being better than Connor Bedard, sure. But for me, who's a super hockey casual, couldn't even tell you the, 16 teams that made the playoffs this year. Probably couldn't even name half of them without guessing as who's typically good. It doesn't move the needle for me at all. It's cool. Great. We got the first pick. The GM already said they're going to take him. His dad works for the Warriors. I'd hazard to guess most Warrior fans didn't even know that. Cool. That's all I've got. Cool.
Here's what I'm going to say to you. He's going to win you over. He is going to win the Bay Area over. He is a special talent, dude. This kid is magical on ice. I'm not going to go Gretzky. I'm not going to go Yager. I'm not going to go Mario Lemieux or Bobby Orr. But I'm telling you, the potential is there for a absolute Bay Area. Come on board. You got to see him. I'm just telling you. And we'll flag this podcast. I'll flag it on iHeart, and I'll keep it. I'm going to say, Dominic, let's go back and listen to this on May 8th through the 9th. 2024, and you'll say, whoa, you finally got one right, T-Rell, after all these years.
I mean, to be fair, we might go down the road and he might be good, and I think the Bay Area still won't care unless they're in the Stanley Cup hunt.
Yep, I can't wait to see it. We'll see. All right, good job. We'll come back. What we're screaming about, it's simple. We'll be screaming about the refs tonight because the Knicks and the Pacers are getting together. And it's going to be a standalone NBA game. And I'm telling you right now, there's going to be officiating controversy. It happens when the Knicks are involved. Somehow, some way. We're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Coming right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The world of sports. I'll tell you what I'll throw on the menu tonight. Yeah, we got Knicks Pacers. There will be controversy with the officiating. Mark my words. Bruins Panthers will be on the ice in Sunrise, Florida. Early Oilers Canucks in Vancouver late. I will say one thing. The Oakland A's 9-4 in game one of their doubleheader with Texas. And you know what happens with doubleheaders? More. I don't know what the actual statistic is. I'll bet you it's over 60. I bet you it's over 60%, right? I mean, no money involved because I don't gamble, but I would venture a gentleman's, you know, knuckle punch that about 6 and 10, 62 out of 100 doubleheaders split. A's are down 1-0. We'll see. I would love it if the Oakland A's swept the Texas Rangers. You know, I mean, you're saying, well, you know what? Big deal. It's May. Oakland's been a fun team to watch. And you're saying, wait, you're watching them? Yeah, I dial them up. I got MLB. And you know what? I can't watch the Cardinals here in Iowa. You know why? Because they say I live close enough to where I affect the gate, so I'm blacked out. I can't watch the Milwaukee Brewers. I can't watch the Cubs except on DirecTV. I can't, or Marquee, which is on DirecTV, 664. Twins, Brewers, White Sox, Cubs, Cardinals. Royals. I mean, we are in, people say, well, you're in the middle of nowhere. You're in a flyover state. Yeah, we got 5-6 NFL teams that matter here. Matter. We got colleges galore, Big Ten, Big 12. We got Major League Baseball teams all over the place. We're blacked out. It's unbelievable. They're picking on us. I've got an inferiority complex here in Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, I don't have an inferiority complex. Outstanding job, Dominic Jimenez, outstanding producer and contributor. Thank you very much. Brock Hines, man, is he stellar. I love that guy. Great boyhood friend. All right, for the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.